You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Hello, and welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and I'll be your host for today's lesson on giving a product presentation. There's no better way to show off a new product than talking to a group of customers directly. You can teach them about the product and gently persuade them that they need it. And you can adapt your presentation for specific audiences. Whether you're at a trade show, a corporate event, a conference, or a customer's office, you can learn to work the crowd in front of you. Working the crowd during a product presentation is probably familiar to anyone who works in sales and marketing, but the techniques involved are useful for anyone in a company who has to talk about products or deliver presentations. In this lesson, we'll cover many of these useful techniques, including relating changes to customer feedback, highlighting user benefits, and demonstrating a feature. We'll also look at anticipating concerns and encouraging questions from the audience. In the dialogue, we'll rejoin Jenny, who's presenting a new software upgrade to a group of customers at a trade conference. She'll also be joined by Tony, who works for a partner company called Paysys. Together, Jenny and Tony are explaining how their products work together. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. What does Tony say customers have asked for? 2. Tony mentions a few benefits of the recent product changes. What are they? 3. What does Jenny think that some people might be concerned about?
Okay, so you've heard me talk a lot about how ProBooks is going to integrate with other software. And I know that a lot of you use Paysys for payroll. So how exactly does this upgrade affect you? Well, today I have with me Tony from Paysys, and he's going to talk about what it all means. Tony?
Okay, great. Thanks very much for having us here, Jenny. Really appreciate it. And thank you guys for coming. Now, you know about 70% of medium to large-sized Paysys customers rely on ProBooks. So, of course, it's important to us that these two pieces of the puzzle work well together. And the biggest thing we've heard from our customers is about the need for integration and for your payroll data to be integrated with the rest of your financial data. So, starting with our new Paysys Online, all your payroll data is automatically shared with ProBooks Fusion.
Yeah, and if I can just add here, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about reports. You're going to see any entries in payroll come through instantly in your reports.
Exactly. And thanks, Jenny. Yes, no more moving data over manually. We've beefed up Paysys Online, and you can now link it directly to ProBooks Fusion. Everything is synced, and the result is easier data entry, more detailed reports, and better tracking. Okay, so now let me show you some of what I'm talking about here. Have a look at the screen, and I'll sign in as Tony Demo. Right, so I'm going to click on New Employee, and you'll see what happens. Okay. Most of this looks familiar, but down at the bottom here, you'll see a new widget. So let's zoom in on that, and we can see what Paysys Online is going to let you do.
Okay, now I know what a lot of you might be thinking here. What if we're not ready for the upgrade? And what if we don't need all this integration? Can we opt out? Well, yes, you most certainly can. All ProBooks online services are still fully compatible with previous versions, so no worries there. Now, before we go on, I just want to address any other questions or concerns you might have. Anyone? Any questions from you folks in the back? Well, if you're wondering about something, chances are the person beside you is wondering the same thing.
Now, let's go through the dialogue again and look at the techniques that Jenny and Tony used in their presentation. We rejoin the presentation as Jenny begins to introduce Tony.
So, how exactly does this upgrade affect you? Well, today I have with me Tony from PACES, and he's going to talk about what it all means. Tony?
Rather than just explaining how ProBooks works with other software, Jenny has invited Tony from PACES, one of their software partners, to present with her. She sets up her introduction by asking how the upgrade will affect PACES customers. Of course, she won't answer that question. Her guests will. Jenny keeps the presentation upbeat and positive by introducing Tony casually, saying, "I have with me Tony," and handing him the floor with a simple, "Tony?" Now, let's listen to what Tony has to say.
Okay, great. Thanks very much for having us here, Jenny. Really appreciate it. And thank you guys for coming. Now, you know about 70% of medium to large-sized PACES customers rely on ProBooks. So of course, it's important to us that these two pieces of the puzzle work well together.
When someone introduces you as a speaker, it's a good idea to thank that person, just as Tony has. Tony also thanks the audience for coming, because showing appreciation helps maintain that positive tone. Before getting into details, Tony emphasizes that it's important for ProBooks and PACES, or the two pieces of the puzzle, to work together. That's another way of saying integration, which is the key message both Jenny and Tony want to get across to the audience. Now, let's hear how Tony talks about his side of the puzzle.
And the biggest thing we've heard from our customers is about the need for integration and for your payroll data to be integrated with the rest of your financial data. So, starting with our new PACES Online, all your payroll data is automatically shared with ProBooks Fusion.
The need for integration is what Tony calls the biggest thing we've heard from our customers. More specifically, customers have mentioned that payroll and financial data need to be integrated. Tony then connects this customer feedback directly to the changes in PACES with the word "so." By explaining that these changes have been made in response to customer feedback, Tony is helping the audience see the value of the integrated software. Demonstrating value is one of the main objectives of this kind of presentation, so let's practice some more ways of relating changes to customer feedback.
People have expressed safety concerns, so we've added a layer of padding to the helmets.
A lot of customers said that the Zoom phone needed to be smaller, so we've made the Zoom phone mini.
We've added a customizable interface to our smart TVs, just like you asked for.
People have asked for better remote control features, so that's what we've done.
After Tony begins explaining how PACES and ProBooks are integrated, Jenny jumps in to reinforce the point.
Yeah, and if I can just add here, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about reports. You're going to see any entries in payroll come through instantly in your reports.
Jenny just wants to support what Tony is saying by adding a point about how PACES records appear instantly, or without delay, in the ProBooks reports. You may remember, in our last lesson, Jenny demonstrated how those reports have been improved. So now she's trying to show how Tony's explanation relates back to the features she's already discussed, and how this idea of integration brings all the pieces together. Now, back to Tony.
Exactly. And thanks, Jenny. Yes, no more moving data over manually. We've beefed up PACES Online, and you can now link it directly to ProBooks Fusion. Everything is synced, and the result is easier data entry, more detailed reports, and better tracking.
After agreeing with Jenny, Tony explains a bit more about what these changes mean for the customer, who now won't have to organize data manually. In other words, the data will move automatically, without the user doing anything. Tony goes on to explain more benefits of a beefed up or enhanced PaySys Online. With everything synced or connected automatically, users will enjoy easier data entry, detailed reports, and better tracking. In a product presentation, customers want to hear how a new product will actually help them. So let's go through some more examples of highlighting user benefits.
With the automatic climate control system, you won't have to worry about temperatures.
Users can now get their information in about a tenth of the time they used to.
By adjusting the height of the desk, you can now stand instead of sitting all day.
The tracking feature means that you won't have to call to see if your shipment has arrived.
Tony has explained the benefits. Now let's listen as he uses another great technique to help customers understand the new product.
Okay, so now let me show you some of what I'm talking about here. Have a look at the screen, and I'll sign in as Tony Demo. Right. So I'm going to click on New Employee, and you'll see what happens. Okay. Most of this looks familiar, but down at the bottom here, you'll see a new widget. So let's zoom in on that, and we can see what PaySys Online is going to let you do.
Tony wants to actually show people, or demonstrate, what he's trying to explain. He asks them to look at the screen as he walks them through the program. He signs in, or enters his login information, clicks on a button, and takes the audience to a screen where he wants to zoom in, or look closely at a new widget. A widget is a website tool that helps you display certain types of information. By explaining the steps he is taking, Tony is demonstrating a new feature. One of the great benefits of a presentation is that you can demonstrate to your audience exactly how a product actually works. So let's practice a few more examples of demonstrating a feature.
Now, let me just show you what happens when I hit the sync button here.
Okay, so to change the brightness, all you have to do is tap the base, like this.
If I just flip this keyboard around, your laptop is now a tablet.
Now watch as the cutting blade will instantly stop when it contacts my glove.
Now, let's get back to the dialogue as Jenny returns to address any audience concerns or questions.
Okay, now I know what a lot of you might be thinking here. What if we're not ready for the upgrade? And what if we don't need all this integration? Can we opt out?
Jenny has already guessed or anticipated what some customers might be thinking. So instead of waiting for people to ask, she asks the questions herself. And the big concern that she identifies is whether people can opt out or choose not to use the new upgrade. By anticipating the audience's concerns, Jenny is hoping to reassure them so they will be more accepting of the new upgrade. Let's go over a few more ways of anticipating audience concerns during a presentation.
So, some of you might be wondering if this is safe for children to use.
Now, who here is thinking that this might cost an arm and a leg?
We realize that some people might have questions about data security.
Okay, what about setup? You might think it's too difficult, but it's not.
So, can people opt out?
Well, yes, you most certainly can. All ProBooks online services are still fully compatible with previous versions, so no worries there.
Jenny reassures her audience that yes, they can opt out. The older software is still compatible with ProBooks Online. In other words, the two will still work together. Jenny has come to a transition point in the presentation. Before moving on to the next topic, she has something important to ask.
Now, before we go on, I just want to address any other questions or concerns you might have. Anyone? Any questions from you folks in the back? Well, if you're wondering about something, chances are the person beside you is wondering the same thing.
You can certainly leave time at the end of your presentation for audience questions, but it's a good idea to invite questions after key points along the way. And because sometimes people don't speak out right away, you might have to encourage them to ask questions. Jenny encourages them in a few different ways. First, she says she wants to address or deal with any questions or concerns. Then she asks simply, "Anyone?" Then she calls on the people in the back specifically. And finally, she tries to make people understand that their questions might be the same as those of others. As Jenny shows, you may need a variety of approaches, so let's run through a few different ways of encouraging questions during a presentation.
At this point, I'd like to invite questions.
If there's anything else you're wondering about, please just speak up.
Does anyone have any questions or comments about this new version?
Okay, folks, don't be shy. If you've got questions for me, please fire away.
Well, it sounds like Tony and Jenny are finished with this part of the presentation. They worked hard to set a positive tone, to help the audience understand the new product and demonstrate the product's value. Now, let's practice some of the language we learned in today's lesson. Imagine you are demonstrating a new video camera. I'll give you a cue telling you what you need to do. Then, you'll hear a prompt. Use the words in the prompt to make an effective statement during your demonstration. We'll guide you through each step in the practice and play an example answer for each response. Ready? Let's give it a go. Start off by relating changes in the controls to customer feedback.
Added. Manual controls. Customers. Ask for. Answer. We have added manual controls because customers have asked for them.
Next, highlight the benefits of the new manual controls.
With. Controls. Users. Freedom. Answer. With these new controls, users have greater freedom.
Now, you will demonstrate how the manual controls work.
Push. Button. Choose from. Several options. Answer. So, just push this button here and you can choose from several options.
Next, anticipate customer concerns about the difficulty of using the new controls by saying they are easy to use.
No need. Worry. Too complex. Controls. Really easy. Answer. And there's no need to worry it's too complex, as the controls are really easy to use.
Finally, you need to encourage questions from the audience.
Anyone? Questions? Comments? Changes? Answer. Does anyone have any questions or comments about the changes?
Now, let's practice some of the vocabulary and collocations we've covered in this lesson. In a moment, you'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. repeat each sentence, including the missing word. For example, if you hear,
I'd just like to that the product launch is in May.
You can say,
I'd just like to add that the product launch is in May.
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Let's begin.
Let's start by having a at the home page. Answer. Let's start by having a look at the home page.
All of your accounts are directly to the main dashboard. Answer. All of your accounts are linked directly to the main dashboard.
This new photo software isn't with my old computer. Answer. This new photo software isn't compatible with my old computer.
Let me know if I can. Any other concerns for you? Answer. Let me know if I can address any other concerns for you.
We've reached the end of this lesson, the second in our series on giving a product presentation. We've learned how to relate changes to customer feedback, highlight user benefits, and demonstrate a feature. We've also looked at how to anticipate concerns and encourage audience questions. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you again soon.